Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
It's a warm start to the weekend, and it will even become hot over the Lower Veld and parts of Limpopo in the northwest. Also partly cloudy with isolated showers and thundershowers over Gauteng, Mpumalanga, southern Limpopo and the eastern parts of the northwest. Pretoria, Mbombela and Emalahleni up to 30, Joburg 27, Polokwane 29 and Rustenburg up to 32 degrees.
Thank you very much to Vimpy, who let us know there's a stationary vehicle. It's in the middle lane of the M1 South, just after Marlborough.
Two more suspects have been arrested in the case against a Limpopo police sergeant who allegedly murdered members of the community for insurance payouts. Police say the latest arrests include the sergeant's daughter and her sister. And Kenya's deputy president, Rigathi Gachagua, was ousted from office yesterday after being impeached in an unprecedented political saga that's gripped the nation. In a historic move, the Senate voted to impeach Gachagua on charges including that he threatened judges. The 59-year-old Gachagua didn't testify in his defense because he was admitted to hospital with severe chest pains. And now looking at our business news. Reserve Bank Governor Lesetša Ganyogo says South Africa's inflation target could be lowered at little cost. Ganyogo said during a lecture at the University of Stellenbosch yesterday that a lower inflation target could help lower inflation and also interest rates. At this stage, the Reserve Bank's placing emphasis on the 4.5% inflation midpoint target. Asian markets fluctuated this morning after China posted its weakest economic growth in a year and a half. And gold prices hit a new record high last night, above $2,700, as traders piled into the safe haven commodity at a time of heightened geopolitical uncertainty, including in the Middle East. A dollar this morning at 17 rand 63, a euro 19 rand 11 cents, a pound 22 rand 96. That gold price at $2,708.98 per fine ounce and oil at $74.87 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Gerrit de Souza. There's more news at 7.
Oh, there's only one story really this morning, and it's one worth celebrating. A superb 74 not out from Annika Bosch fired South Africa into the Women's T20 World Cup final as they demolished defending champions Australia by 8 wickets in Dubai. It really was a good victory. They were set 135 to win, the Proteas reaching that target with 16 balls to spare. Bosch sharing a partnership of 96 with captain Laura Wolfart, who scored a 42. And Bosch hopes that her knock will have a positive impact on the rest of the team as they brace for Sunday's final.
I think it gives the team even more confidence going into the next game, knowing that our batting lineup is looking quite strong. Yeah, I think it'll give the whole team just more confidence going into the final, as we still have a big job to do there.
And it's going to be a unique final, and the first one not to feature either Australia or England. South Africa will face either the West Indies or New Zealand, and those two teams meet in the second semi-final this afternoon. First ball is at 4 o'clock. It's on to round 5 of the United Rugby Championship, with the Emirates Lions and Vodacom Bulls determined to maintain their unbeaten runs, while the Sharks and Stormers will hope to bounce back. The Scarlets host the Bulls in Wales this evening. 3 matches to play out tomorrow. Zebra Parma taking on the Lions in Italy. The Sharks host defending champions Glasgow Warriors in Durban, and the Stormers take on Munster in Cape Town. And South Africa have been drawn alongside France, Italy and Brazil in Pool D of the Rugby Women's World Cup in England next year. That tournament starts on Friday, the 22nd of August. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's your Jacka Sport.
Jacarina FM plays more.
Baby, you're a firework.
Music.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You love.
You're too sweet for me.
Like this.
We can take a photo.